You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Show. My name is Kate DeVries. I work in the Young Adult Ministry Office for the Archdiocese of Chicago. Our outreach is to people in their 20s and 30s, both married and single, and we are delighted to be with you this morning. I am here in the studio with the director of our office, Father John Cusick. Good morning, Father Cusick.
Good morning, Dr. Kate. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
How come we all look so tired?
Oh, we had a big event this past weekend, Father Cusick. Oh, my goodness.
This was the opportunity on Sunday to celebrate the 29th year of Theology on Tap in the Archdiocese of Chicago, and we concluded it with Mass with Cardinal George at 3 o'clock, and this year we were privileged to use the wonderful chapel, Madonna della Strada at Loyola University.
Yes, Charis Ministry graciously co-hosted our event. And we had hundreds of people at the cathedral. At the chapel at Madonna della Strada.
Madonna della Strada. So we put the cork in the bottle of another wonderful year. We were able to be in 41 different churches and campuses this year. And if you take that number and times four sessions each, we provided 165 evenings of Theology on Tap for young adults around the Archdiocese. So we're pretty proud
of
that.
Excellent. And thousands of young adults connected in various ways throughout the program.
That's great.
We are very excited about that.
So we're going to do a little postmortem, a little debriefing.
Let's talk about the good news of Theology.
Right. We're going to do a little debriefing today with those of you who are listening to us or have downloaded this to your MP3 players.
Yes.
Yeah, from off of our website, yamchicago.org. And we're going to start with someone special, I believe.
Yes,
aren't
we? We have had working with us for the past 10 weeks our friend Aaron Melnick. Aaron is an intern from Loyola University, and he was primarily responsible for Theology on Tap this summer. Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing very well.
Good morning,
thank
Aaron.
You.
There's the mighty Aaron. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
And Terry Shelley is sending his good morning. It was probably blocked over there. There we go.
Terry is with us in the studio. Terry runs the Isaac Hecker Center for it's a RUA Center of Young Adult Ministry out at Marian Catholic High School
in Chicago Heights.
Yeah,
terrific.
But Aaron, how are you feeling today?
Oh, fantastic! Very fine. Just reading some Rotter and drinking some coffee. So I'm ready to go.
That's what everybody does in their late 20s. Read a little Karl Rahner, a little heavy theology, and pop some warm caffeine.
Hey, I'm relaxing. That's how I relax.
That's what everybody does. You know, that's the young adult world.
But
now, Aaron, we were privileged, and Friday will be your last day with us as an intern. Am I correct?
Yes.
And you have had the opportunity or the curse, one or the other, of working in the young adult ministry office. And Kate, what do you want to pick Aaron's brain?
Aaron, I just was wondering if you would tell our listeners some of the highlights of Theology on Tap. Was there a particular highlight for you as you watched the program come together and then watched young adults actually attend and learn and converse with one another?
Yeah, absolutely. I think what struck me, going in, I didn't really have, an idea of the scope. I mean, we had, this large map on the wall, by my computer there that had the whole archdiocese, and, you saw 41 different parishes. So, I kind of had an idea, wow, this really covers a lot of ground. And then actually going to some of the events and just seeing the amounts of young adults. I was at Old St. Pat's for a couple of the evenings on Sundays, and they were averaging like 85 people, at an evening. And it was just, when you got in there, you finally realized how big this thing really was.
Sure.
And we're still, you know, we're still tallying, you know, some final figures. But, you know, overall, what I've seen has been, I believe, over 1,200 young adults per week. You know,
right.
we're at all 41 parishes and centers. And that just blew me away. I mean, you know, so many times you say, well, you know, in ministry, you know, how do you measure success? You know, and obviously we say, well, you know, if one person is touched, if one person is, you know, changed or saved, you know, then you've done your job. But with a program this big, you know, when you really start getting down to it and looking at the numbers, I mean, getting over 1,000 young adults for four consecutive weeks, for a whole month, you got 1,000 young adults each week, you know, coming to learn more about their faith. It's just amazing. I mean, it's you got gold there, you know, the program's gold.
That's right.
It's quite an accomplishment.
Right. Yeah, and we're very proud, Aaron, of the parishes that hosted young adults, along with Marian Catholic in Chicago Heights and Dominican University in River Forest, and IIT in Illinois Institute of Technology through St. James on Wabash.
Northwestern
and Shield Center at Northwestern University.
University of Chicago.
And University of Chicago at Calvert House, plus parishes that went all the way from Annunciata on the Indiana border all the way up to, we still call it Holy Family, up in Waukegan and as far west. So it really broad-based itself into the Hispanic community, the African-American community, the Filipino community, cities, suburbs. It's pretty out there, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely.
But you had mentioned something to me, Aaron, too, that when you go to church in your neighborhood, there aren't as many young adults connecting there as you would see it at the Algae on Tap Talk or even as we saw in the finale celebration at Madonna right. della Strada. So I think part of the value, too, is that so many young adults can just come together and understand that young adults are a significant element of our church. And there's strength in numbers. We can come together and learn from one another, pray together,
sure.
celebrate together. It's quite the adventure.
And sort of a little sidebar, if anyone listening this morning or downloading this, if in the future you would like to have your parish considered as a site for Theology on Tap, you just give us a call or an email at the Young Adult Ministry Office. Our number is 312-466-9473. And our web address?
Yes, you can also email us at yam@yamchicago.org. Again, YAM, that stands for Young Adult Ministry, @yamchicago.org, or jump onto our website, yamchicago.org.
Great.
Yeah. Aaron, tell me about the Mass and Picnic. This was your first time attending the finale celebration, wasn't it?
Yeah. All right. It was fantastic. As you mentioned earlier, it was at the Madonna della Strada Chapel. Right there on the Lakeshore campus at Loyola. And so, you know, the chapel by itself was beautiful. And then you have, you know, we had a fantastic, you know, orchestra and choir together. So that would have been great. And then, you know, to top it off, you have Cardinal George presiding. I mean, it was absolutely amazing. It was really kind of a once-in-a-lifetime, you know, opportunity, I think, for so many people to get out there, so many young adults. I don't know, I haven't seen the final numbers, but there was probably a little over 300, you know, just at the Mass. And so that was just a real beautiful, you know, beautiful thing.
And to Aaron, to see so many young adults both participating as members of the community, but also in the liturgical roles as Eucharistic ministers and greeters and ushers and lectors, it's just so cool to see your peers involved in so many different ways.
Absolutely.
Cool.
And then we went across there to Mundelein, the Mundelein Center, and we're in the auditorium. It was, I believe the heat index was close to 100 that day.
Yeah, it was a little warm, so we decided to find some air conditioning, and Loyola graciously opened their buildings to us.
moved the operations inside, and that was fantastic. The Cardinal came over after, you know, after Mass and kind of celebrated with us, and you know, worked the room and you know, shook everyone's hand and had pictures. And, you know, I just met, it was nice for me, you know, kind of personally just meeting so many people that I've been in contact with over the last 10 weeks, you know, different parishes and centers and finally, you know, putting a face to the name. And it was just really a great celebration. You know, so many people were active, you know, there that really kind of, you know, you kind of see the fruits of your labor after such a long program, which basically spanned the whole summer, you know?
Right. took a lot of effort and energy to pull it off. Each of those 41 sites had a committee of 10 to 15 people, and everybody came together to make it work.
Great.
Aaron, I'm so delighted that you were part of it all this summer. Thank you so much for sharing your gifts.
Oh, thank you guys so much for inviting
me. Aaron, this is a great opportunity to thank you for choosing the Young Adult Ministry Office to do your internship this summer through the Pastoral Studies program at Loyola University. And we wish you nothing but God's blessings and the very, very best. You are certainly an asset to the church as you continue with your education and move out into the world of campus ministry.
Thank you. Thanks, you guys, Aaron, so much.
Excellent, excellent. And blessings upon all that you're doing.
And you guys too.
Excellent, thank you. We are going to go to a break, but please stay tuned. We will be right back.
If you haven't read the Catholic New World lately, you're in for quite a surprise. It's bigger, bolder, and better than ever before.
The Catholic New World is a rich and diverse resource for Catholics throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago. It carries stories of faith, hope, and inspiration. Our most read column is written by our publisher, Cardinal Francis George, our shepherd, teacher, and leader.
Our columnists provide support in spirituality and evangelization, and you'll want to browse the Around the Archdiocese page. Your gateway to Catholic activities throughout Cook and Lake Counties.
As we celebrate the Year for Priests, look for stories about how we honor our priests, in the Pope's words, with gratitude for their work and witness of their life.
Visit our website at www.catholicnewworld.com. View our photo gallery, catch up on the latest news, and while you're there, subscribe to the Catholic New World or call 312-534-7777.
Better than ever, subscribe now to the Catholic New World.
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. Cardinal George says, "It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection." There are 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries willing to help you during times of loss. Call 708-449-6100 for assistance. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
When was the last time you spoke with your neighbors? How are they holding up in these current hard economic times? People in your neighborhood, even the person living right next door, might be struggling. It could be a few late mortgage payments, a food shortage, or even problems with substance abuse or domestic violence. At Catholic Charities, your neighbors are in our care. We work to feed, clothe, counsel, and shelter anyone in need. Consider donating to our Neighbors in Need Fund. Visit us at CatholicCharities.net or call 312-655-7525.
Radio 950 AM, hosted today by Father John Cusick, Dr. Kate DeVries, and our friend from the Isaac Hecker Center, Mr. Terry Shelley. Terry, how are you today?
I'm doing fine, Kate. Thanks.
Excellent, excellent. Terry ran several of the Theology on Tap sites this summer. How was your experience, Terry?
This was the first time we had done Theology on Tap in the South Suburbs in about 3 or 4 years, and we hosted three sites, a Hispanic site at St. Victor in Calumet City, an English site at Our Lady of Knock in Calumet City, and my alma mater, Marian Catholic High School, was the first time we've ever hosted a Theology on Tap there.
Excellent. And I've heard so many good things. So many good things.
Thank you.
Excellent. And now, Terry, let's introduce our next guest.
Okay. Our next guest is Ashley Mitchell. In my visits to parishes at St. Emmerich's, I met Ashley's mom, Sandy, and we kind of talked about Theology on Tap, and I knew Ashley was away at school. And when she got back, it was the first day of Theology on Tap. Her mom called and said, I suggested that Ashley come to Theology on Tap, but I'm not sure she's going to come. Could you try and sell this to her?
Yeah.
She said, she's not going to come because Mom said. So I sent her an email, and I knew she was going to come, but I didn't know what kind of experience she was going to have because it was our first night. We didn't know what to expect. So I just thought it would be nice to introduce Ashley. She's a recent graduate of the University of Illinois at Champaign. She has her communications degree. She's looking to break into the broadcast world right now. And I'd just like to introduce Ashley Mitchell as a young adult who came to Marion for her first Theology on Tap this year.
Yay. Yes, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
And you're welcome.
Thank you for emailing me, because you're right. My mom, I hear her talking, and it goes in one ear and out the other. So,
all right, so I'm curious, Ashley, what made you say, you know what, I'm going to go to this? What did it take?
I decided to go because Marion Catholic, just like Terry, is also my alma mater. So I decided, you know, let's go back, take a look at the school. In fact, I dragged one of my friends with me because I'm like, if I got to go, I am not doing this by myself. I dragged one of my other friends who graduated Marion with me, and it was a really good experience. I think I needed it.
Okay. Terrific.
Ashley, I understand, too, that you're a radio veteran.
I am, yes. I was an on-air personality for WPGU 107.1
there
down in
go.
Champaign-Urbana.
Okay.
Also dabbled in promotions and production. So I've kind of, you know, I've juggled a few things in
she
the communications
pretty
field.
Comfortable here in the
That's
studio.
That's right.
This is home. This is home. I'm very comfortable.
Yeah. We're intimidated by a radio veteran with us today.
No, please. Not that
Ashley,
great.
In terms of Theology on Tap, was there a speaker, an issue, an idea, a question that stuck with you in when you were there?
I think just the overall experience stuck with
okay.
me more so than anything, because a lot of times, at least with my experience speaking personally, when you're in high school, especially one like Marion, it's a Catholic high school. I've grown up in a Catholic school my entire life except
sure.
for U of I.
Right.
And when you're in these institutions, you almost feel like religion is forced down your throat.
Absolutely.
It's like you're being taught it, and it's like, okay, this is how you're expected to live. But it's another thing once you've gotten out into the real world mm-hmm. on your own and you decide to come back and
right.
learn more. And
right.
I think that was the nicest thing about it, is that all these people, out of their own doing, decided to come
right.
back mm-hmm. and learn.
Yeah, there's nobody putting a gun to anyone's
exactly.
head. And to walk in and say, God, I'm not the only one.
Mm-hmm.
There are. And that's where, you know, ironically— Theology on Tap, actually, the idea was hatched at down in Champaign-Urbana.
Oh, wow.
In 1981, there were a priest and a lay youth minister by the name of Tom James from the northwest suburbs, and they were sitting in a restaurant one night, and a bunch of guys from Arlington Heights were talking about what's life going to be like when we get out of here,
mm-hmm.
because in many ways college is such a it's like a playpen in many ways. There's a certain sense of unreality to it.
Yeah, that's the nice way of putting it.
But they came up with this idea, wouldn't it be great when we get out of school if we could get together and talk about some of life's key issues? And somebody who's now an attorney somewhere in downtown Chicago came up with the name, let's call it Theology on Tap. So, and it's been that thing, people coming on their own accord saying, I think I want to check some stuff out,
yeah.
you know? Well, was there a topic that you heard, a speaker that you heard that you found particularly fascinating?
I think just the questions that people were asking. A lot of times it's difficult when you're growing up and you're a young adult and you have all these questions regarding religion and your faith.
Sure.
And you're always worried about what people are going to think about you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are people going to judge me for questioning this or questioning
right.
God?
Right.
And a lot of times, I think I even made a statement about being lost. And there's a song by The Fray called You Found Me. And some of the lyrics are, I found God on the corner of First and Amistad.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that really stuck with me, because it's like God is everywhere. God is anyone. And mm-hmm. that was basically the theme of the first night of Theology on Tap, is God
sure.
is everywhere. And where do you find God? Where
right.
do you see him? And
yeah.
he's in everything.
Where does God break through the ordinary?
Yes.
Yeah, cool. That would. And Terry, who gave that talk?
That was Sister Mary Paul. And I just thought, who would be a person to kind of kick us off? Well known. I called Sister Mary Paul. I half expected her to say no, but she said, oh, I'd love to be there. So she came out for the first night. So we really promoted that heavily through Marion, because Sister Mary Paul is well loved.
Currently, she is the superintendent of Catholic schools here in the Archdiocese
mm-hmm.
of Chicago.
Yes.
So
exactly.
It's that old adage, ask busy people and they normally do not say no.
Correct.
You know, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why they're busy.
Exactly.
You know, that's
mm-hmm.
terrific.
Mm-hmm.
And Ashley, the friend you came with, was it okay for your friend?
She enjoyed it. She was actually very happy, because I told her about it, and she's like, do I have to go? I'm like,
yes,
like,
you
yes,
do.
You do, actually.
Right.
If you value our friendship, you will.
Right.
So I also lured her the way my mom tried to lure me. She's like, fine, there's going to be alcohol. And I'm like, that's not necessary. I don't need that. But I brought her with me. She was actually very happy that she came. You know, we came, we talked, we vented, we networked with people. Mm-hmm. And it was also almost like a five-year reunion a year early.
There you go.
I graduated in 05, and it was fun to come back. And I saw all these people, and it just made me all very nostalgic, very happy.
Yeah, that's
big
great.
Family.
Yeah, you reconnect with some people and around things that it's not about a school connection as much as it is a faith connection. Mm-hmm. You know, my God, they all came back for this.
Yes.
You know, that kind of thing. Well, that's wonderful. That seemed to go well. And Terry, you were pleased.
Yes, and that's one of the roles of the Isaac Hecker Center is to invite young adults who are making their own life decisions back to Marion for events. So now that Theology on Tap is over, the question is, what is next for this group? And we'll be contacting them and asking, you know, the young adults what they would like to see happen next.
Yeah, see if there's an occasional way we can pull people together.
Absolutely.
Now, Terry, Marion Catholic High School is in Chicago Heights, right?
Yes.
And now if people listening to us today live out in the southern suburbs, anywhere from, let's say, Flossmoor to Indiana, from Indiana down through Calumet City, South Holland, Harvey, every kind of place. How would they contact you?
I'd love to hear from them. My direct telephone number is 708-756-9752, or you can send me an email at tshelley, S-H-E-L-L-E-Y, at yamchicago.org.
There you go. And Terry is our man on the streets in the southern suburbs.
And especially for our listeners who have young adult children who, you know, might not go because they say to go, give Terry a call or send him an email and let him do the inviting on everybody's behalf.
Absolutely.
He is very persuasive.
He's very persuasive.
And you won't regret it, I promise.
There you go. Oh, my God.
Take it from a 22-year-old.
You
won't.
Ashley, we're thrilled that you accepted Terry's invitation to come.
Of course.
You know, and brought your friend. Mm-hmm. And that's how this stuff works best, personal invitation.
Yes.
And we're going to take a break. Thanks to all of our listeners. We invite you to stay with us as we continue our conversation about Theology on Tap. We'll be right back.
Real men answer the call to the priesthood. Is God calling you?
You know, I'm honored to be a priest for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I think it's great.
There's a desire to want to give back and to help and to serve those who are especially in need.
I think there's a wonderful opportunity for us to bring good news to a world that's very much in need.
When I experience through my ministry someone being brought closer to the Lord, it's an exciting, thrilling moment.
If you feel God's call to a priestly vocation, contact us at 312-751-8298 or visit our website at chicagopriest.com. John Paul II once said, "Do not be afraid. Open your heart to Christ. The deepest joy there is in life is the joy that comes from God. Jesus is the hope of the world. The people are calling. The world is calling. God is calling. Answer the call to the priesthood."
Catholic Charities is providing community health fairs with free medical services to residents of Chicago and the suburbs. Our next fair is scheduled for Saturday, August 22nd at St. Francis of Rome, 1500 South 59th Court in Cicero. The health fairs are open to the public and offer various medical screenings, dental exams, immunizations, and general physicals for adults and children. Local social service providers will be in attendance, offering a one-stop shop approach for families in need of assistance. Volunteers are needed to do a variety of tasks at the fairs, including helping to register participants and guide them from station to station. Please call 312-655-7298 for more information. That's 312-655-7298. We hope you take advantage of our Catholic Charities Community Health Fairs.
Kate DeVries. We are just really enjoying all of the great work that happened through Theology on Tap this summer. Also in the studio, we have Ashley Mitchell, who did a beautiful job sharing her experience with Theology on Tap. Terry, is there somebody else we need to meet right now?
There is. I think we have on the line Ms. Jen Pasek.
Hello.
Good morning, Jen. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you today?
Very fine, thanks. Thanks for getting up and joining us this morning. You're probably usually up. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Jen, this is Father Cusick, and sometimes the best part of radio is what's not on the air. And Ashley said, you know, I remember when she was Miss Pasek, and now I can call her Jen. So,
it's the best thing ever. Isn't
how
it
about
is.
It? You know,
it's great.
You can't beat it.
Yeah, good morning, Jen. Well, Jen had a couple of roles with us this year. She was one of our speakers at Marion. Jen is a theology teacher. She has been there for about 11 years, so she's seen some of the young adults come through Marion. And she also participated. She came to the first week with Sister Mary Paul, and I had asked Father Kevin Birmingham to be our last speaker, and Jen kind of confirmed what I had heard from other people. She said, I would postpone my vacation and come back early to hear what Father Kevin has to say about this topic. Yeah, and she did. So she came to a couple of our topics and did a wonderful job speaking. So I would just like to ask Jen what her experience was. This was the first time. In fact, Jen, I don't think you'd heard about Theology on Tap before, had you?
Well, I can remember being in grade school and looking through our parish bulletin and seeing it and thinking, oh, one day I'll get to go to Theology on Tap.
One day I'll grow up.
Yeah, always having that interest in having a beer with friends.
Yes.
But for me, when I came of age and I was an adult and I moved back to this area after college, it was as if it had disappeared. And so it wasn't anything in my mind or anything that I was looking forward to, because I hadn't heard about it, and I was busy with my career. So essentially, when I came to hear Sister Mary Paul, that was my first experience with it, and I loved it.
And truly, it actually had disappeared in the south suburbs for about 3 or 4 years. So when we opened up the new Rua Center at Marion High School, part of my job in the first year was to resell it and let people know that was available. And actually, I had contacted someone else in campus ministry to speak, and she said, of course I would do it. But she said, you know what? Jen is very dynamic. You have to have her. So somebody else deferred and suggested that I contact you, and it was a very good decision.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Jen, what was the topic on which you spoke this summer?
I spoke on strategies for young adults.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so I had said in my talk that I'm not one for planning or goals or strategies, but I think there's a way that we can look at our lives differently and see how much God is a part of that.
Mm-hmm. How would that be different than, let's say, when you were growing up? Is it much more of an adult appreciation, or just how would you approach that?
Well, I think growing up, a lot of, I've been raised, I'm 35, so I missed all the fierce Baltimore catechism type, fear aspect.
Okay.
And so God wasn't an entity that I feared growing up, but I was, taught to follow the rules and not really given that idea that you can be in relationship with God. God was still something that was far away. And so for me, when I think about God, God has to be someone closer to our lives, or,
sure.
There is no relationship. Long-distance relationships rarely ever last.
Right.
So you have to make God real and tangible in your own life.
So more than conforming to rules as much as is entering into relationship.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's a key thing.
Mm-hmm. And Jen, when you emailed me recently, you said something about Theology on Tap. It's kind of like a hidden gem.
Oh,
that we found here again, and that you were going to have the opportunity to talk to some students and some people around Marion so we can kind of raise our profile and do some additional work with young adults.
I think it's really important, because when I looked at that first night and saw our Marion alums coming back and just being open to the experience, I thought, how many people were like me who didn't know? And I also found, you know, after I spoke, of course I went out with some friends, the conversation continued, and mm-hmm. as Terry said, that I left for vacation shortly after and came back early. But even while I was on vacation and out with friends, it was a conversation that continued. And I think if we get the ball rolling in that way, keep inviting people, I think the church, you know, it has a future. And there are sure. great young adults out there who are just waiting for that invitation.
Jen, one of the questions we heard very early on in building young adult ministry from nothing here in Chicago is young adults would say to me, where do you go for good conversation? You know where you can go and talk sports. You know where you can go and talk fashion. You can politics. But where do you go and just sit with people and enter into a good conversation and not feel you have to play any games? And we think that, as you mentioned, Theology on Tap begins that, but it just moves so far beyond that.
I believe it. And we would be remiss if we didn't, you know, find young people where they are, and they're out hanging out in groups. They're out going out to dinner, or having a few drinks. I think we have to be encouraged to have that conversation, though. You know, I think very often if we start talking about God, it turns people off, or,
right.
you know, it becomes uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we have to show that it is something that you can talk about. It doesn't make you weird, or
exactly.
It doesn't. You can still talk about sports and politics and your love mm-hmm, life mm-hmm. and God as well.
Absolutely.
They're yeah. all important.
So we're hoping that Theology on Tap in the years to come continues to be a forum of freedom for people to gather.
I love that.
And initiate and then continue those conversations.
Wonderful.
Jen, thank you so much for being with us. Thank you for your work as a speaker. Thanks for diving into Theology on Tap. And thanks for helping Terry do all sorts of wonderful things at the Isaac Ecker Center. We are grateful for the many gifts that you shared. And now we are going to take another break. Again, to all of our listeners, thanks so much for joining us. If you have any questions about young adult ministry, you can contact us at 312-466-9473. If you are anywhere near Marian Catholic High School, you can contact Terry at 708-756-9752. And we will be right back.
Time now for a Catholic Festival of Faith news update.
Online registration is now being accepted for this two-day celebration of our faith, scheduled for the Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont on October 16th and 17th. Go to www.catholicfest.org to register and to learn about the speakers, activities, and entertainment being planned. That's www.catholicfest.org.
Stay tuned to Relevant Radio for more Catholic Festival of Faith news updates.
Choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the three R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son is in the number. The student-teacher ratio is 18 to 1, and Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 a.m. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
Shelley. We have been discussing Theology on Tap, and we are so grateful that you've joined us. We've heard from Jen Pesek, we heard from Ashley Mitchell, and now we're going to switch gears just a little bit, aren't we, Father Cusick?
That we are.
Yay.
And I have a very special guest with me today.
Oh, yes, indeed. Yeah,
and a good thing this is not television, because she's turning red.
And, but she's beautiful, and she'd look really good on television.
I know she would.
There
yeah,
you
and,
go.
And I would be her agent any day. I've always said that.
There you go.
But there's someone with us in the studio who I have known for almost 22 years. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, the first time I met her, she was less than a week old.
Aww.
And Mary Bridget Bedome is here today. And the more important thing that is that I'm her godfather, and I'm
all
very
right.
I'm very
Ooh.
Proud of that.
All
and
right.
I'm being, so Mary Bridget, good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to being with our show this morning. And this is a great opportunity. Mary Bridget, you go to school where?
St. Louis University.
St. Louis University, and you're born and raised here in Chicago. And the question I always have to ask is, somebody who has been plunged into that experience of St. Louis, you have not become a St. Louis Cardinals fan, have you?
Absolutely not.
Oh, very good. I mean, I would, get,
right,
very,
you can stay.
I would get very nervous. You know, those convert things get me a little shaky, you know. But what fascinates me and why I really wanted you on the show today had something to do with what Kate said to me before we went on the air this morning. What should we title this section? And I said, well, what I think it should be is what I did during my summer vacation. And it really wasn't a vacation in the traditional sense of the word. I mean, we throw around vacation as downtime, and now we've got staycations because of the economy, people staying close and doing different things. But Mary Bridget, you went back down to St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
For the summer after you got out of school, and tell us what you did. Name the issue, and then we'll figure this out.
Okay, well, I went back to St. Louis this summer to work in a social service agency called Midtown Catholic Charities Community Services. I was working at their camp, their day camp academy that they have for age from 5 to 12, I think. I worked with their youngest group of kids. There's about 100 in the camp, and the kids come from about 7 or 8 different communities from around St. Louis, from all different statuses, and we worked for about 6 weeks with them. We taught them all kinds of different things. The approach of the camp was a social service approach. We actually talk to them about friendship, about peacemaking, about community building, okay. environmental awareness, all kinds of things along those.
And you enjoyed it?
I did. I loved it.
What? Let's ask these traditional questions. What was the best part of it?
The best part of it, I think, was getting to talk to these kids about things that are actually important to me,
okay.
like environmental awareness and peacemaking. We, you know, show these kids things that are important to us, and we're role models in that sense for them. We're able to march them around the neighborhood, and we had a peace parade marching the kids through the neighborhood with banners and things that they'd made and arts and crafts. It was great.
Mm. Now, Mary Bridget, how does this flow out of your experience of life at St. Louis University? Obviously, you must have got connected somehow through the university to do this, or?
Yeah, actually, I'm studying psychology with a minor in theology.
Okay.
And during the year, I had done a practicum at the St. Louis Crisis Nursery, which was sort of a safe house for children who have been abused or neglected.
Wow.
And so I actually got the name of Midtown through the practicum site
okay.
from the year, and learned a little bit about it from the people there, and they hooked me up with that this summer.
Why would you do this? I mean, you know, when you think of all the different things that people can do with their summer, you know, with their lives, you know, what is it that propels you to move in this direction?
I don't know. I guess it follows some of the goals I've had since I was young. I grew up in my community. I went to Our Lady of Victory.
Here in Chicago.
In Chicago. And at OLV, I taught religious education, and I went on mission trips. And okay. It's always just been kind of ingrained in me since I was young. Okay. And so my goals for the future is still, I guess, wanting to be a part of a community and building a community, mm-hmm. and working mostly with children. So Midtown was the perfect place for me to do that this summer.
So you could take really the values out of which your family raised you and say, not only do I want to live off of those, but I think I can give some witness to my own life.
Right.
You know, that kind of thing. Were there any of the young people with whom you worked that stood out in your mind? Were there people who had life experiences that you might have been able to touch or shared with you human experiences that sort of affirmed your faith and your own values?
Definitely. A lot of these kids had really tough stuff going on at home, and it was incredible seeing them come day after day working alongside of us, some of the junior leaders we had with us, the high school students that work in the community. They were also working with us, and they had some incredible stuff going on, and
wow.
They did it. And even the young kids themselves, I was just so impressed to see that they could kind of live normally and play normally as young yeah. kids do. But
I mean, considering some of the communities out of which they come and the right. life experience so in many ways, you and the people you were with, you were sort of an oasis for them. You know, just to get them out of the neighborhood a little bit, mm-hmm. and be able to always inspire people with some sense of value.
Right.
That's a cool thing, you know. And should we take a break, Kate, and then we'll come back for a
Actually,
few minutes?
We can keep going.
Okay, yeah. Very good. And that's good. So now, Mary Bridget, you're going back to St. Louis University, and what do you have planned for this year?
This year, I'm hoping to do a little research in the psychology department.
Okay.
I'm hoping to maybe get some more practicums under my belt at mm-hmm. other agencies like the Crisis Nursery or Midtown.
Okay.
And this is my final year, so hopefully have a little bit of fun.
Oh, my God. You're a senior.
A lot of fun.
Oh. Enjoy it. It goes fast.
See, and that makes your godfather here feel very old. It is goddaughter.
Yeah, not
is going,
too much fun.
Yeah. Why don't you slow it down a little bit? You know? You're still supposed to be in about third grade. You know,
there
I feel
you
better. But you talked about minoring in theology. What what's that about? Why would you do that?
Well, actually, freshman year, I wrote a paper in my theology 101 class, and my teacher really liked it, and he said, you know what, you should do a theology minor. I said, okay.
Okay.
So I did, and I think I just finished it up, actually, last semester.
Okay.
It's been great. There's been really interesting classes. I took things like theology of nature and Jesuits in the arts. I bet you'd like
that. Oh, my
like
goodness,
that.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. At the do you plan on doing anything with that theology when you get out of school?
You know, I don't know. I had been throwing around the idea of some sort of campus ministry idea.
Okay.
I'm leaning toward social work now, but mm-hmm. I don't know. I really don't know what I'm going to do with it. But I'm really glad that I did it. It was very interesting, and it helped me to think more about my own beliefs and
sure. And as I don't need to tell you, you know that our faith has got a tremendously significant justice component to it,
right.
Which really, if you want to use religious language, is an awful lot of social work. It's
right.
walking into people's lives and offering them the message of the Lord and to, like you say, to help people make peace and to live justly and to try to lobby for the best of life for people, you know. And I think that that's just such a cool thing, you know, and you've been a part of that. And well, that's great. And so you graduate, and then you enter the real world, huh?
Yeah.
And when, after you graduate, after you graduate, you can come and be a Theology on Tap speaker for us.
That's right.
Yeah. Put that degree to work. We won't let it kind of just sit there.
If you go on to a master's program, you can be an intern in our office.
There you go. Ooh, that would be fun.
That would light up.
Be a lot of fun. Yeah, we'll take you.
Kate's eyes lit up at that. That would be just wonderful. And I think you ought to. You know, the campus ministry thing, and I think you should pursue that. And I mean that in all seriousness, not because I have such a great love for you, because you're my goddaughter. But I do think there's a part of us, and Mary Bridget, I mean, I'm sure you see it in yourself, that we come alive when we somehow give a part of our life to other people. I don't know what it is. You know, whether it's kids or whatever it is, it's sharing something of us. Does that make any sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's just the nature of it, that we can help somebody and, you know, try to make a contribution to the world in which we live. And
There's also something about using the psychology and the theology together, that it's not theology alone. You're going to make it work. You know, you're going to give it an application. You're going to make it relevant. And to use your experience doing the social work, doing the whatever elements you're doing, even through your practicums, and to look at the experiences where God dwells and to help find God in the midst of all of life.
Yeah,
what a cool gift. What a gift.
We're going to take a little bit of a
break. We're going to take another break. This will be our final break. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks, Mary Bridget, for sharing your wonderful thoughts. We really appreciate your wisdom.
And thanks for listening to The Light Show.
Yay, and we will be right back.
The Chicago Catholic Scripture School is now accepting applications for classes starting in September throughout the Archdiocese. This is our Bible study program for adults. Students come together weekly to pray and study the Word of God with teachers who are themselves strong Catholics with an extensive background in Scripture and theology. Year 1 classes will be held at St. Anne's in Barrington, St. Joseph in Libertyville, St. Julie Billiard in Tinley Park, St. Teresa of Avila in Lincoln Park, and St. Philip Neri in the South Shore neighborhood. There will be a Year 1 class in Spanish at St. Cecilia in Mount Prospect and Precious Blood on Chicago's west side. And our first Scripture School in Polish will be held at St. Hyacinth Basilica. For more information or to register for the Chicago Catholic Scripture School, visit www.catechesis-chicago.org or call 312-534-8053. That's 312-534-8053 and www.catechesis-chicago.org.
The Archdiocese of Chicago has launched a blog and wants you to join in the conversation. Here's Cardinal Francis George talking about modern communications.
Church was in radio when it first started, and then television. Now with the blogs and the internet and all, the church has to be there too, for the same reason St. Paul was in the town square in Athens and Corinth, the Areopagus, where people would come together and listen to everybody talk. Well, that Areopagus is now electronic.
Cardinal George will rotate with other archdiocesan leaders in posting their thoughts on faith-based topics and taking part in this electronic dialogue. Visit our blog at www.archchicago.org. Read what Catholic leaders have to say and become part of the discussion. That's www.archchicago.org. We hope to hear from you soon.
We'll see how this works. I'm curious myself. I'm looking forward to it.
Shelley, we've heard from Jennifer Pesek, we've heard from Ashley Mitchell, and we've heard from Mary Bridget Bedome. Yay! Father Cusick, any more thoughts?
My goddaughter and what she did on her summer vacation, working down with young people. Mary Bridget, before we let you go, because I don't want to let you go, because we get a few extra minutes out of you here.
There you go.
Talk a little bit, what's Catholic campus life like at St. Louis? Is there a... That's a good question. What's it like?
Well, what's great about it is it is college, so you still have the choice of deciding, you know, to participate or not. And the nice thing is they have a young people mass on Sunday evenings at 10 p.m. It's the late night mass. And it's still really full. It's about 1,000 people. So it's really great to see all the people who still choose, even though they, you know, no one's forcing them to go.
Exactly.
They're still there. It's really great.
It's sort of like what Ashley was saying. Now we're to the point where it's a free choice.
It is.
It's not. I mean, there's no mother saying, now you got, you know, did you go today? Mm-hmm. What makes debt liturgy so attractive, do you think?
I know one thing is there's a great choir there, which I'm involved in.
You are? Okay, all right. That's
excellent,
good.
Excellent.
There's great music. It's like a celebration. Everybody loves to come celebrate with the, you know, the joyful music and the, they have about 10 different Jesuits up there celebrating the mass together.
Wow, okay.
And it's just, it's nice to be there with all of your peers anyway.
Now, are there good instrumentalists there too?
There are.
There are, huh?
Yes.
Son of a gun. Is there a guy named Nick?
Yes.
He had no kidding. How about that? You know, we're giving him the business because sitting next to Mary Bridget is a guy named Nick.
And, there you go.
And I first met Nick when we buried your grandma.
Yes.
And he was privileged to bring his gift with him and to play. And so that's great. And how about the preaching? Is the preaching relevant to younger people?
I think it is. You know, they keep you listening with their silly Jesuit jokes. And, you know, I don't know. It's hard for me to hear from Beck. We sit behind the priest. People are, you know, they're hooked. They love to come. They love the preaching. They love everything about it. It's great.
So there's a good sense of a really lived faith in that community at 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in bed by 10 o'clock on Sunday. Just so you know that your godfather has stopped praying for you already that day, and he's out in Neverland, you know. But that's wonderful. I just want to, Mary Bridget, thank you so much for the gift of your witness this summer. In what you've done, and you know, to be able to take a part of who you are and live for other people, I'm convinced that that's the message of Christ. Christ did not live for himself; he lived for others. And I remember in one of our young adult conferences, Ashley, we had Chris Zorich when he was playing for the Chicago Bears, and Chris went back to a neighborhood he grew up in where people used to shoot at him. And he stood in front of 1,000 young adults, and Mary Bridget, he simply looked at everybody, and he was only 24 years old himself, playing for the Chicago Bears. And he looked at everybody and said, now, if every one of us here did something, what a difference we could make. You know, when you just think about that, if everybody can do something, you know, that we just get off of our soapbox, and it's not about me, but, and sort of the thing that, you know, when your mom and dad told me what you were doing this summer, I just said, isn't that's doing something for somebody else. So it's my chance to say thank you.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome, and I hope you have a great year in school. Sing well, and Nick, play those ivories really well. And we need to share with our listeners today a little things that are going on in young adult ministry. Right, Kate?
Sure. Now that Theology on Tap is over, it's time to move on to other big and exciting things. One is that Charis Ministries is hosting a retreat called the Jesus Retreat. It's going to happen the weekend of August 28th through the 30th. We highly, highly recommend this opportunity to pause and reflect on the role of Jesus in your life and your work. So if you are looking for some time away, some time with your peers, some time just to focus on the things that are most important, you can connect with Charis Ministries. You can reach them through our website, yamchicago.org. The cost of that retreat is $200, but this week they are hosting it. They are inviting people to register for $99, so it's a super deal, and we hope everyone will connect to it. Next, the Catholic Festival of Faith is a gathering of people from all ages throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago and beyond. It's going to take place the weekend of October 16th and 17th. But on October 17th, that Saturday, we are hosting a track specifically for young adults. And we've got some amazing elements of that track. We're going to start with In the Spotlight, which is a session. It's going to be very high-tech and theatrical at the same time. We're going to invite some young adults to begin their stories of faith just for a couple of minutes, and then do some scripture, a little bit of preaching, some great music.
Even some comedy is going to be thrown in there along with some video that we have. We are then going to move into two rounds of workshops. Next, we'll go into a showcase of opportunity where the young adults will finish their stories of faith. And we are going to have all sorts of parishes and young adult groups and organizations, different religious orders that have some exciting things for young adults happening, all sorts of ways for young adults to get involved, including the social justice work. So if you're looking to find where young adults are gathering or find a way to share your time and talent, that's a wonderful way. We've got all of these people and groups coming together. So it'll be all in one place. You can connect with young adult groups, prayer opportunities, volunteer opportunities, and opportunities to learn more about what it means to be Catholic.
And Kate, where's that going to take place?
That's going to take place at Rosemont,
at the Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont.
Yes, and we have all sorts of information about that is available. Again, you can reach it through our website, yamchicago.org. You can also reach it through the Archdiocese of Chicago's website, archchicago.org. All right, and then lastly, our RUA centers are continuing to make great things happen. We've heard a little bit from Terry Shelley at Marian Catholic High School. Our other center is located at Dominican University, which is out in the western suburbs, and that the director of that center is Elise Ainsworth. So again, she would be happy to have a conversation with anybody in the area looking to do more great things.
And if we can connect any young adults who might be listening to us, or if you are a parent or grandparent of people in their 20s and 30s, if you would just send us their email address, and then we'll make sure that a steady flow of information goes out about what we do here in the Archdiocese of Chicago. And all you need to do is go on our website at yamchicago.org, and I think it's on the bottom left. You can sign up, and you can sign anyone else up you would want. And about twice a month, we send things out to an email list of over 5,000 people.
Yeah, we just topped 6,000.
Topped 6,000 young adults. Just to keep people informed. I know today that there is a deluge of emails that people get, but at the same time, it's become the primary way of communicating in our culture. And for those of us in the not-for-profit world, it's a very low-cost way of staying connected to people. And we can't afford to send out a lot of mailing at 44 cents a piece anymore, but we can certainly afford to send out emails to an awful lot of people. And you know, we'd ask people to check on our website occasionally to see what things are going on. We hope in another 4, 5, 6 days to get pictures from the Theology on Tap Mass and picnic up on that website so that you can see who was there and download those for what they're worth.
Hey, Father Cusick, we've got about 2 minutes left. I would love to hear what your highlight of Theology on Tap was this summer.
Well, I had a highlight and I had a low light. And let me start low and go high. It's been a tough month. For the number of years, I have co-presented a topic called Celebration of Catholic Mass and an Explanation. And it's a wonderful opportunity with a priest, friend, and classmate who would celebrate Mass, and then I would do explanations as we go through Mass, keeping it as prayerful as we can. And that was Father Frank Jenks. And 2 days before we were to do our first presentation at St. Barbara's in Bridgeport, Frank was in the hospital, and on a Thursday afternoon, he had a sudden, unexpected, fatal heart attack. And obviously, it made me very sad. To lose a good friend is a hard thing, so I'm not necessarily on top of my game. And the couple times that I was privileged to do that presentation and to do it with Father Denny Zymak, at the pastor or the administrator at St. Barbara's, and then Father Bill Malloy, the pastor at St. Barnabas and out in Beverly, they did such a magnificent job. But I'll be very honest, I missed Father Jenks from standing there. And so that's been a tough one, you know. But at the same time, what it forces you to do, and I think basically, Ashley, this is what we're talking about. It gets you in conversation about what's important and what does our faith tell us. And you know, and someone said to me, now, you know, you can talk to Frank in a different way. You can communicate with one of God's saints, and so I've done that. But I think, Kate, in the other answer to your question, you know, what's the highlight of Theology on Tap? It's a couple things. Number one, that it continues after 29 years to feed so many people.
Yes.
As Aaron Melnick said when we talked to him in the first 5 minutes, there's over 1,200 people a week that came to that. And to see so many people check this out and be a part of it. It just affirms the work I've tried to do. Does that help?
It helps. Excellent. So we hope that everyone will continue the legacy of Theology on Tap. We celebrate 30 years next year.
Great.
We want to thank all of our listeners.
Ashley, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Good luck over at NBC.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Mary Bridget, Nick, head back to St. Louis.
Do great things
as a Cubs fan. All right.
And
this is your senior year, and make it a wonderful, wonderful year.
I will. Thank you.
And I'm sure your brothers might be listening today. So to Mikey and Tommy, we give them love as well, and your mom and dad. Have a great year in school.
Thank you.
Okay. Terry,
see you.
Okay.